I trusted too much and I thought you changed. Put my heart out to grab, but you clawed and it burst. Can never come to you with a problem. And to be honest, that's a bit of a problem. I grew up with no one to go to, no one to talk to, no one to listen. But I got told they're your parents, so don't diss them. No one to teach me how to shave. You stopped after teaching me how to bathe. But no one wanted me because I got told I didn't behave. Is there any wonder I didn't behave? No money to feed me with because neither of you could save. You pissed it up the wall, and yet I'm still here to forgive you after every fall. The truth is, you were both just a bit too shit. Feeding an addiction neither of you can admit to shit. But I can't say any of this because your lives are presented as bliss. As long as it looks okay on social media, it doesn't matter if I need you here. You wish me happy birthday on my wall. Why would I ever want more? You both say how proud you are of me, not to me, but to your friends on Facebook. You see other people's families and you try to trace and chuck all the shit, copy the bit that seems good and happy, and present to the world a family facade of love. But you forget to actually say that you love. You forget to actually show that you love. And yet still, I love you both. Unconditionally. And maybe you love me subliminally. But I can't think of a time that you've showed it that didn't involve money. The last time you spent time with me, I called you daddy and mummy. I don't know who either of you are anymore. You're strangers whose blood I happen to share. But the place a connection is supposed to lay is bare. Dad, if I talk to you, you fall back to your first love. And I'm not talking about my mum. I'm talking about the one you value above all else. Above yourself, above he, above she, above me. You don't even stop to think before you reach for the drink. I saved your life when we broke into that house on your second relapse. I was 14. And as you laid on the sofa, when you couldn't even afford a loaf of bread, I thought you were dead. Your eyes closed, your breathing halted, tears began to fall. My heart was a storm. And then you began to choke. You were so comatose, I thought you were a ghost. You couldn't even chew or swallow, but parenting the parent, I cleared your throat, got a bucket and emptied your airways, because I will be there for you. Always. And now you pick and choose when to see us. Do you think I'm thick? And whose child do you love more? Your wife's or your own? Because once again, I am on my own. The child parent, many times a vagrant. I'm starting to believe that your heart is vacant. Your liver taking up too much room. I remember seeing pictures of yours and my mum's wedding. But will you even still be alive when I'm the groom? I don't know. And I hate the way that you live now, you love now, you are now. And I'm writing this down because I can't tell you about this problem. And to be honest, that's a bit of a problem.